Yeah. Welcome to Pat Mill First Take. I'm Joey Schneider. I'm a sports analyst for Pat Mill Today, and I'm here with Luke Zaklaski.
Hello. I'm in Pirate Press. I like to help Joey out with the newspaper.
All right. And as you all know, the St. Louis Blues lost one of their biggest series, again, to the Blackhawks, 4-2. Another first-round exit. Does that seem familiar? Maybe deja blue?
Yeah. The Kings seem to have done something very similar to us last year. Brought up a bunch of bad memories.
Yeah, if you look at all the parallels from last year as well, Steen scored in Game 1, and these are the winners too. Jackman scored in Game 2. They were shut out in Game 3. They blew a big lead in Game 4. Petro tied it before losing in Game 5, and then we lost convincingly in Game 6. I mean, what do the Blues have to do to get over these learning curves?
Personally, the big reason the Blues had trouble this year for me was just so many people were coming off injuries. We had Oshie coming off an injury. Moreau came back for a little bit. Backes got injured during the series. Saboka came off an injury. Tarasenko came off an injury. Just everyone seemed to have been injured who was on our starting line.
And you mentioned something about Backes getting hurt. What do you think of that hit from Seabrook? Like, do you think 3 games was enough of suspension, or what do you think this means to the NHL moving forward with head collisions?
I think that during the game, there should have been a bigger emphasis on that penalty, because they did not call a penalty on the fact that he got hit in the head. I think it was a charging call. But I do think the 3 games they gave him, I think that was the correct amount. It was what's put in the rule book. You give 3 games for that, even though I wish it would have been more.
Well, even with their downfall right there, you thought that after the series edge going up 2-0 with home, you think that if they would have at least won 1 in Chicago, they would have came back and had maybe a little bit more confidence, but it didn't end up working that way. In April, the Blues ended up losing 10 of their last 12 games, and it's hard to scapegoat one player because it's a team effort, but just something didn't seem to be clicking for the Blues. What did you think they were missing?
Well, yeah, I was really hoping that the Blues would win the first game in Chicago against the Blackhawks, just, if anything, just for Backes. But I really thought the big thing was the injuries and the fact that we got Miller from a trade out of nowhere. I don't think many people saw that coming.
You mentioned something about Ryan Miller. In all the games that he played with the Blues, he only had a 12-12 record with a .901 save percentage and 2.5. And this is regular season and playoffs included. And within that, he only had 1 shutout. Many of those wins came in March right after we acquired him. So you were talking about adjustments and how he's kind of had a difficult time making that, if those stats aren't indicative of that at all. I'm just not sure at this point if he's really the key cornerstone we need to come back next year as far as the goalie situation.
I think that we should give Miller another chance. We just had the Olympics. He sat the bench most of the Olympics. He's had a lot of stuff going on. We just got him. I think we should give him at least some time next year to see what he's got. Maybe some time to actually get acquainted with the Blues, everyone on the Blues. Maybe some time to get the fans to like him a little bit more, because from what we know, most of them aren't liking him too much right now.
But then we also noticed some big factors, too, that are kind of cutting into his success, possibly, like the fact that he's coming into a contract year, so the Blues would have to give him a new deal. And you see Jake Allen developing in the minors. He won AHL Goalie of the Year. You can't deny the goaltending depth that the Blues have. It just hasn't really been there for them.
What I really was looking for when I heard about that trade, I was questioning why they didn't bring Jake Allen up. I mean, we brought him up last year for a little bit, and he did remarkable. He did amazing. I was really hoping that they would get rid of one of our goalies. It didn't really matter that much to me which one, and they would bring him up. I really thought that he'd be a big addition to our team.
How would you compare Miller's success overall to Corey Crawford? Did it kind of seem like they switched roles as the playoffs progressed a little bit?
I thought Crawford had a – I don't like Crawford, but I thought he had a great – he had a great series, a great round one against us. He saved a ton of goals. He did really good in goal. Compared to Miller, Miller let go a few that weren't really good shots. I would say he could have done a lot better, but he did have those good moments where he made great saves also.
You got to consider that after entering the series with a .904 save percentage in the first 2 games, he kind of rebounded a little bit, and he was allowing less than 2 goals per game from there. And he came up with some big overtime wins, too. It's definitely what the Blackhawks needed to add to their charisma, and they'll be trying to compete for their third Stanley Cup in 5 years.
I agree. I hope that they get that. Blackhawks, we'll just have to see what they do with the rest of the series. Hopefully the Blues can pick it up, go back to the playoffs again, maybe get that Stanley Cup next year.
All right, we're almost running out of time here, so I just want to ask you, who do you think was one player that we could learn a lot from this series in general?
I thought Sobotka did an outstanding job with his faceoffs. He topped Taves in faceoffs, which is a remarkable feat in itself. Taves is an amazing faceoff player, and Sobotka just dominated him on the ice.
I'll go with the Battle of the Vladimirs as well, and I would say that Tarasenko put up a great show. He had 4 goals, including the game-tying one that ended up going to overtime for game two, and he was just seemed clutch throughout the series. It's important for him to build off that second year. I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him, and you also got to consider that he was coming off an injury there. So even though the Blues just kind of had a bad playoffs and played to their own tune again, I think that there's definitely some learning curves moving forward, but we should be in for some pretty good successes in the future. All right. On behalf of Pat Mill First Take, I'm Joey Schneider with Luke Sikalski. And like the Blues, exited early. We're going to exit early, too. See you next time.